Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Let's get stuck into it. Tell me about the annual Google event. What have they come up with?
Look, the annual Google event has almost become the same thing we look forward to with Apple, where they went very hard to announce a whole bunch of different hardware and devices that we're going to see from them, very mirroring Apple in this case, where they've announced the Pixel 6a, which is a direct competitor to the iPhone SE, being a more inexpensive smartphone. They announced noise-canceling earbuds, just like the AirPods Pro. They announced a smartwatch called the Pixel Watch, which we know what that will compete against. And they've got a tablet coming next year as well. So Google is really trying to become like for like. Everything that you can get from Apple, you could potentially get on the Google side as well.
Well, they also want to get you into their world of Google, don't they? Like Apple want to get you into their Apple world, Google want to get you into their Google world.
Exactly. I mean, for anything that you can buy, Google doesn't want to see any money go anywhere else. If they can keep you in their world, just like with Apple, they'd always be happier.
There's some new, you say, game-changing new glasses that could bring subtitles to moments when you're hearing a foreign language.
This is out of this world type stuff. So imagine a pair of glasses that you would be wearing with clear lenses, so they're not sunglasses. But while you're wearing them, if you were engaging or somebody came to you and started speaking a language that you don't understand, you would have subtitles live of what they're saying appearing on the lenses in front of your eyes. So just like watching a foreign film on TV, it would be happening on your glasses in real time.
Boy, that'd be good if you're overseas on holidays, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing. I always think about the days when I used to go to around Asia and you go to the markets. Very hard to have a conversation there, but at least maybe you could nod or shake your head if you understood what they were saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would be absolutely incredible. And also overhear conversations that might be happening about you as well, which would be great.
Are these glasses, a prototype, or are they on their way?
At this stage, it's a prototype by Google. It is a working prototype, which is good to see, but whether it comes to market this year or next year, we don't have any confirmation
yet.
Another
Google product, eh?
Mm,
Sony's updated their best headphones, and they're even better, you say, up to 40 hours battery life.
This is impressive. I mean, they have a very good range of headphones as it is, and their flagship model even last year was outstanding. This will compete against the likes of Bose and Sennheiser and also has the price point to carry it. But, yeah, a 40-hour battery life, wireless headphones with noise cancellation. This is a really nice pair of headphones to take literally around the world and maybe not even pack the charger for it.
I mean, we're getting to the stage. What else can they pack into headphones?
I mean, all you can do is really just improve the sound going on in. And I haven't tried these yet. I should get them next week. And I'll compare them with last year's model because I've still got that one here as well. But all you can think of is the music just sounds a little bit better.
Hang on. We could put an air purifier in headphones.
Please don't encourage that.
I'm waiting to see that product when it comes out. My goodness.
I'm not. I'm hoping it doesn't happen.
Sonos has announced a more affordable soundbar. Their products are good, but they're a bit pricey, aren't they?
Yeah, look, I think anyone who wants a Sonos speaker usually has to pay a little bit of a premium for it compared to other brands. But now they've come up with a new soundbar called Ray, and at $400, it's trying to be a more affordable soundbar, which I think at that price point, it kind of is.
Right.
You know, it's around that 10 to 20% of a new purchase price for a TV, and it has all the features you'd normally expect from Sonos. But I think what people need to realize with these soundbars, they're also great for music as well. It's not just when you're watching TV, so probably a good thing to add to your shopping list.
So they're about $400. What's the big new Sonos soundbar worth?
So the Arc is about $1,500.
Right.
So it is a very big price gap. They have the Beam in between that, which costs around the $600 mark. So, yeah, they're starting to sort of create three options, which is a lot for Sonos to have.
The days are getting shorter, the nights are getting cooler, and you've been testing a heated jacket that can also charge your smartphone. Tell us about this.
Look, if I worked outdoors, this would be a must-have gadget. It's from a company called Bosch, which I think most people have probably heard of, but it's a jacket which has heating elements built in. I've got patches at the front and at the back, at the top and the bottom, and once I put this battery into the jacket, it starts to heat up, and there are three temperature settings on the jacket. And when it's zipped up, it gets really toasty, but you've also got a USB port in there as well, so you could plug in your smartphone to actually recharge it from that same battery.
Is it long sleeve, or it's a long sleeve jacket?
It is a proper long sleeve jacket. It comes in a few different varieties. There's a hoodie version as well as one which is a bit more of a tougher shell type jacket, but all in black, which I actually think is a bit of a problem for them. If they made them with high vis, then you'd think they would actually sell more of them.
It looks like just a normal jacket, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And that's the best bit, is when you take the battery out of it to charge it, you can actually throw the jacket into the washing machine.
Right.
It doesn't actually impact those heating elements. It's able to be machine washed still.
Where's the battery go?
Inside the jacket. So there's a small pocket just on the inside where you can plug it in. And it's not terribly big. It's a bit smaller than what you'd see on a cordless drill.
On a cordless, so it's a, well, I know the battery that I've got on my cordless drill, and that's a fair battery size.
Okay. maybe I've got my sizes wrong. It's about the size of a smartphone, I should say.
Okay, not a cordless drill. Because hang on. You're lugging this backpack around with a battery on it.
No, you're not. The other part to it, too, is you do get about 6 hours battery life. So you almost can get through a whole winter's day.
What do you pay for it?
That's the problem. So the jacket itself is about $220.
Right.
So not a cheap jacket. And then the battery, you can get them from Bunnings for about $60.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's not a cheap package. But that's why I said if I worked outdoors, relied on this a lot, maybe it would make sense.
Maybe we need to be, if we were further south where it got really cold.
True.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, mate. Short and sweet. Love it.
Thank you.
Love it. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Quattromani and all things tech. What do you think of the jacket? You put a battery in it. I suppose it's modern-day version of an electric blanket, isn't it, really?